Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dukes and Bauer live at Twin Peaks. This hour brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain, Real Estate Guys. Hanging out. Come on through. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. And as I mentioned, Steve Coonan's out today. He'll be back next week. Mike's got some guy talk for you coming up in about 15 minutes. Lots of our friends and really our family hanging out here because guys come in and we are familiar with them and they are familiar with us. And I love it when our listeners just kind of conjugate together, Mike, and start talking about different things. And then all of a sudden you've got a crazy conversation going on. One of our listeners came in today and he literally said he lost his driver's license.
Right.
So he had to go get a temporary, and then he said, I lost my passport, so I had to take my birth certificate down, and we're about to go out of the country. It's summertime. We're traveling. So he's had a rough day. So
yeah, I said, expediting that passport is a misery right now.
So he said he had to come in and get a drink, and I understand.
And earlier, as Jerry, our buddy, a.k.a. Hasselhoff, if you've known us over the years, heard us talk about our crew and our friends, we just met. So we're watching – obviously, a lot of sports on the TV, although this afternoon is kind of a slow day. There's two guys losing their minds watching the French Open. One guy is from Austria, from Vienna. The other is from Dusseldorf in Germany. And these guys are, I mean, they are locked on. Is this a semifinal or is this a quarterfinal? Semifinal, yeah. At Roland Garros.
Yeah.
And so we started chatting. So the guy goes, "What do you know about Formula One?" I go, "I'm a huge fan." He goes, "Who's in first place?" I go, "Oscar Piastri." "Oh, you're the only American who knows Formula One." And I said, "No, I said, there's a bunch
That's
of us.
That's not true."
I go, "There's a bunch of us over here. We love F1. And we started telling about, I've been to every race in Europe. And we started chatting. And I said, "Yeah, Drive to Survive during COVID. We got a lot of people on board. But yes, we love it. We love F1 in America."
We do. And that's why we have three races now, right?
Right.
I mean, the Vegas
He goes,
race,
"You know where Red Bull is from?" I go, "Austria." "Yes, you know that, yes. Yes, you know Austria, yes."
The Vegas race, man, they have permanent structures they've built out there,
yes,
for the next decade.
Yes.
Which were not there 2-3 years ago that they're like, "Yeah, it's coming here and we'll be here." Texas, obviously, and then the Miami race.
Right.
No, look, it's great. And so to you guys, thank you guys for being out here, hanging out at Twin Peaks.
Danke.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
But now I understand. Now, let me tell you a backstory on this. Let me tell you, what's this gentleman's name? Do we know his name right here?
His name is Fritz.
Fritz?
No, I don't know. I said, it's just it was a guess.
What's your name?
It is Fritz.
Is it Fritz? All right.
Oh, there you go. That was, that was a step.
So,
that's like saying the guy's name is
name?
John.
All right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Very stereotypical. So we came in today, and we started the show, and this gentleman was sitting here, and he's having friends, and he's eating. And now this is funny to me, because the backstory was, he immediately turns around, and he had that look on his face.
As soon as we said, "Hey, man,
who are these guys, and why the hell are they talking in my ear? I'm trying to watch this." So I'm watching him interact with some of the management here.
Right.
And he is literally like, and I'm reading lips because I can. And he says, "Can they turn the volume down while they're doing this show?" And he's
pointing
at the speaker. And this is before the show. Like, we just started the show. And now it adds up. So literally, management comes over and they go, "No, So this is a pretty big deal, and the answer's no. So he turns around, he stuffs his face with this sandwich. Franz, what's his name?
Fritz.
Fritz. And Fritz then is literally turning around every other break, wondering if we're going to turn this speaker down, and we're not. And now I understand why, because he's watching.
They're
the
watching
Open.
French. They play tennis in the dirt over there. It's on clay at Roland Garros. And Joker, we watched Joker because if you're not, you know, Nicholas Djokovic, he has been struggling, Carl, with some thigh issues.
Yeah.
And so every time there's an extended break, he's got like a team of masseurs. It's like a Formula One pit stop. It's like Gulliver's Travels. He's got like 10 guys working on him every time there's a break in the action.
But I do want to tell him something. There's 800 TVs in here. The volume was not on the French Open, okay? So you were just going to watch it anyway, yes, whether we were broadcasting here or not. It makes total sense.
But now we've made friends. We've made friends with people from Germany and from Austria.
Yeah, this guy kept looking at me like I owed him money. I'm like, what is the problem? He thought that we were interrupting his French Open. All right.
I must watch my Joker, tennis.
I'm glad.
That's right.
There he is.
Match point.
Match point. Match point.
He goes, match point, match Schweinhund. Point. Shut up. Shut up, you stupid American. Trying to watch my tennis. Yes.
All right, man. Hey, I want to read a couple of these for you. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guy Talks on the way. We'll get to the Falcon Report as well. And more on our Braves coming up. Our own Grant McCauley talking about whether or not he thinks Brian Snicker will be fired. If things continue to go south, guys, I'm just telling you, I don't take anything off the table. Mike says no way in hell, and I'm going to tell you, if we lose two more series and we get swept, you're going to tell me that it's no way in hell?
Alex,
I don't buy that.
Let's fast forward. Here's a press conference, next homestand. Alex steps up to the mic. We're very excited to announce that Brian Snicker, who's been a legacy here in Atlanta for so many years and his time in the organization, he was going to transition to an emeritus post here in the organization as a consultant.
Is that forever?
But this will be his last season as manager of the Braves. We thank him for his tremendous efforts, and we hope that we can rally behind the skipper. That's it. It's so corporate.
Mike,
it's so buttoned down. It's exactly what they're going to do.
Mike, that's being fired.
No, they're not going to fire him.
Is that not being fired?
No, because his contract his contract.
Like that's like our bosses coming on and going, we appreciate Dukes and Bell. They've been a tremendous success here. But guess what?
We've got
other people that are going to take over.
No.
And we want them to always be a part of the company.
That's BS.
You're being fired.
No, you and I never work without a contract for the final year.
He's under contract.
Until this year, that's it. They're not going to renew his contract. He's not getting fired. They're just not bringing him back. And they'll do it in a nice, friendly way.
If that happens, that is somebody being fired.
No.
They did the same thing to Phil Jackson in L.A. When Phil was, like, getting ready to quit, right? And they had all that strife, and Jeanie Buss was running the organization. I'm going back. Kobe Shaq.
He's already a lame duck.
Well, here's the deal. But they said the same thing. We love Phil Jackson. We thank him for all his efforts. He will always be a part of the Laker organization. You're being fired.
Well, he's just got a contract that's up. So technically, you're not getting fired when your contract's up. He's already a lame duck, which might be why the players are like, I've tuned Snicker out. He's not even going to be here next year. And they'll make it official, I think, in the next few weeks.
Let's hear a couple of these. I want to read one to you. This is from Gary. Anyone consider the team chemistry before or after Ronald Acuna Jr. came back? This is a post that he sent us in regards to what Mike and I were saying yesterday about how upset we were and where this team is and why we are here. He goes on to say 48% win percentage before Acuna, 27% this season. In 2021, 49% winning percentage before the injury, 60%. And a World Series ring without him. He's not a team guy. He's not a leader. This is Gary. Mike, what's wrong with this post?
Well, I don't understand the pushback when it comes to our best player. I mean, this guy's an MVP. This is a guy that I think most people would rally behind. And look, my only beef with Ronald is he's playing too much baseball. I said to Carl earlier on the show, if I was Braves management, I would have said a couple years ago, hey, no more Winter League baseball. We need you fresh for us. I know you want to rep Venezuela, Curacao. No. Can't be doing that. But this guy, is he your style of player? You know, what do you want, a guy to score a touchdown in the NFL, act like you've been there before, place the ball on the ground or hand it to the ref? Different strokes for different folks. I think we've seen how the sport has evolved. Baseball, for many of the millennials, is boring. And there's a little more swag, and they're allowing a little more juice, which in turn is starting to grow some of the ratings. So, but again, there's just good old-fashioned pushback on players who don't look like you. And I think that's the problem. And I think that's been a problem with a couple of guys here. You know, and I don't understand it because I mean.
Oh, I understand it.
I mean, I do. I mean, I know where it's coming. I would think in 2025 that's eventually burning out, but it's not.
It's not. I will also say Ronald's not the issue. Like the simple answer here for me is just Ronald is not your fundamental problem. If you want more leadership from him, you want more leadership from Matt Olson.
Right.
You know who I want more leadership from? Riley. You know who I want more leadership from? Albies. These are the guys. These are the foundational pieces
yes.
that have been here and that should be producing in a way that they have a voice. And so Ronald's no different. But if you're going to criticize him there, that's great. But this idea like winning percentage before and after, I just thought, Gary, it was a stretch. Mike made a great point about the World Series, or excuse me, the MVP season. We don't do jack without what Ronald Acuña did to produce the way he did. And so I just feel like that's a stretch. By the way, speaking of other posts guys sent us, we are live at Twin Peaks. This is one from Michael who said, Mike, in regards to Snit, talking about it's time to move Snit into an advisory role.
Right.
That's kind of what you're mentioning and talking about, how they'll do it in a nice way. But he's saying he's not sold that Snit is the guy to get us to another World Series and win one with the way things are going right now.
Right. Look, you need more pitching. You need more star power. You know, we were talking yesterday about, you know, the NBA argument. Auf Wiedersehen to our friends from Austria and Germany. And by the way, got some good notes on a trip to Berlin. But, you know, this goes back to do you give your manager enough tools to win? And that gets us to people getting on Alex's case. And I say it's above Alex's pay grade. There's, guys, the Braves have spun off, the Liberty Media folks, Carl, spun off the Braves, and the biggest shareholders are the same guys who run Liberty Media.
That's true.
Maffey and all these guys, I got like 5 shares of Braves stock, okay, back in the day because I want to be a part of it as a fan. But those guys still, so Liberty Media, in effect, still runs the Braves as far as how the dollars and cents are spent. And when you hear the fans talk about, oh, we bought real estate on the other side of 75, and yet you can't come up with enough money for frontline starting pitching. You're going to wait for the market to settle on Jurickson and Profar, which turned out obviously to be a bust. I mean, there's certain things that Alex can't control, let alone Snit. Snit can only work with a hand he's been dealt. And he's been dealt with a lot of some crappy cards the last couple of years.
Next time we have Alex on, I want you to ask him that question because I'm curious to know what he'll say. I want you to ask him who is running the finances.
Right.
Do the Braves get to spend whatever they want when it comes to the battery and the profits they make, or is that controlled by Liberty Media? I want you to ask Alex that question because I'm curious to know what he's going to say about that.
Right.
I do not know. I know you've said this for many years. Nothing's really changed. What you're saying that they changed the structure, but nothing's really changed. Right. All right. What do we got coming up at Guy Talk?
Hey, man, just talking about Liberty Media, there are...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Worst owners in baseball. As a matter of fact, one of the worst teams in baseball with one of the worst owners tried to get a fan basically thrown out of a game because he was within eyeshot of a camera crew doing pregame with a message on his T-shirt about ownership.
Oh.
Stay tuned for that. Also coming up, you thought 50 Cent threw out the worst first pitch in the history of Major League Baseball.
It was bad.
What if I told you an NFL Pro Bowler has done worse than 50 Cent? Coming up next in Guy Talk Live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, where the Germans have left the building.
Dankeschön.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.